Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Wednesday. Hope you're having an awesome start to your day. Some news out of the Arena Football League yesterday. Somebody we know quite well has been named the interim commissioner of the AFL, and he joins us now. Jeff Fisher on the line with us, and Coach, this might have come up last week. Big Joe asked you about it, of, you know, could it potentially happen, and a lot has changed in a week, and so congratulations. I know it just, you know, you got more work to do, but talk about that a little bit, now becoming the interim commissioner of the AFL.
Well, Joe, yeah, to your point, Big Joe brought it up. Joe, what was my response back then?
It would cut into your.
I don't even remember.
It would cut into your hunting and fishing, right?
That's right. That's what it was. Yeah. Okay.
So the league offices are now moving to Montana. Is that what I understand?
No. I mean, I'm going to get a deal. You know, I'll get some kind of fly fish and fly rod deal or something out of it. But it's been a crazy couple days. And, you sit back and you look at it and you look at everything from a league perspective and where everything that was promised, et cetera, and the league is clearly, not where we all thought it would be after 3 weeks. We had a collective owners meeting and, you know, just trying to discuss the future and doing some scheduling stuff and all that. And then one thing led to another, and then and here we are. So I'm in the middle of it, and I'm really excited about the opportunity. It's not going to take away anything that I'm doing here. We've got great, leadership here and ownership here, as we know, but there's other clubs that have been misled. Then it's kind of like, we got to go and do this forensic analysis really quick to see how viable they are and where their players are and what they have and what they don't have. And just to be able to identify, now that number's around 10 or 12 right now, despite what you're hearing, versus the 16 that we started the season with. So we're going to finish. We got a great opponent coming in here this week. It's a really kind of cool start. I don't know if you heard it. Wichita was getting ready to go play Southwest Kansas, also known as Dodge City. And Southwest Kansas clearly was a better team, from what I understand. And Wichita went in there, and the owner got in there in front of his players before the Monday night game. And he was just talking to them and showing his appreciation and wished him luck. He says, oh, by the way, after you win tonight, we're all going to Nashville next week. And those guys went nuts and found a way to win the game at the end. So they're coming. Wichita's coming. So there's a lot of good stuff that's happening. And that's all I want. I want good things. I want smile on people's faces and everybody on the same page. And so we'll get it. We'll get it all worked out. It's challenging, but again, it's fun. And as we've talked over and over and over, you guys know why I got in. That's clear. And so now, you got the same thing going on in some of these other little franchises in these cities where this is the only game in town. This is the thing that they look forward to every weekend. And I want to make sure that, the moms and dads and the families and everybody can go out and have a great time, be entertained, and come back again next week. So we got a lot going, but I'm up for the challenge.
Jeff Fisher is with us, named the interim commissioner of the Arena Football League and obviously a partner with the Nashville Cats. And look, you knew the challenges, even just being, part of ownership with the Cats, of a new league, new team, starting from scratch and all of that. And now that you've kind of seen the good, the bad, the ugly, all those things through the first, few weeks of the season, why can this continue to work though? Even with all the hard stuff, why can this continue to work and be a profitable and exciting league?
Well, I mean, there's the one thing, and let me try to give you explain it from a different perspective. There's another league out there that's been successful for the last 16 years. They've got the same commissioner. They got well into the, 18, 20 teams that are competing. Last weekend, they had 8 games. 6 of the 8 games went down to the final play. They won the big game last weekend. was 164-62 or something on the last play. And this league is surviving. And what's happened is you have, you have some difficulties that are associated with the startup of the AFL. And, you know, people don't know the difference. And all of a sudden, you know, there's a blemish on indoor football. And indoor football is strong. I mean, and that's why, you know, when we decide to get back into this thing, you know, we talk numerous times about, you know, we're a startup, we're different. Everybody else has been playing, and they've been playing for a few years in different leagues. We're a startup. We don't have shoelaces or helmets or anything. One thing we have is a fan base. Well, these clubs all over the place have fan bases, intimate fan bases. They're not as big. We want to be the model, and at this point we are. We're the model for an indoor football league, and we're picking up where the Cats left off, you know, however many years ago. So there's a lot out there from an advertising standpoint, from a gaming standpoint, that's ahead. It just was all missed by, the previous leadership, if you will.
So we're talking to Jeff Fisher, who's now the interim commissioner of the Arena Football League. What's the main thing when you talk to these other teams, Coach, that they need? What's the main thing that they need from you right now?
Well, it's getting everybody on the same page, and I'm not making any commitments. I'm going to get information and find out where they are. Can they finish the season? Do they have the finances to finish the season? Because the finances were promised to them, and they were not delivered. And so we're not affected by that, and nor seven or eight other teams. But we've got a couple other teams that mean a lot to their communities and their cities, and we want to try to keep them involved. And so if we can kind of share and pool expenses to get through this year, next year is going to be fine. I mean, we already got a plan for next year, and talking to, in life, man, you guys know this, you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. There's some really talented people out there that know the indoor world inside and out, and that have done very, very well over the years. And so we're pulling this group together really quickly, forming some committees, and getting ready to, to launch 2025 the way it should be. But 2024, we're going to finish strong with a championship game, and hopefully we're going to be a part of it.
As you well know as a coach, the most important game on the schedule is the next game. How excited are you for Saturday's game in Clarksville? I hear it's almost sold out. There's a lot of buzz about what's going on up there. I know you've pointed to this, Coach, for a while about how important this weekend is for the National Cats, but for the community in Fort Campbell. And tell us why this is so important to you.
Well, we circled it because it landed right on Forces Day, and what better timing or coincidence than to go up to Clarksville to F&M Bank. I mean, I don't know if you guys have been there. You know, I've been there numerous times. Was there yesterday. Wow. I mean, it is the best kept secret, and we all know about Clarksville and everything. And it's a great venue. They're really excited. We got to give credit where credit is due too. I mean, we've talked about this, that, Sean Henry and that group over there, they put their arms around us. They have a lot to do with what's going on up there. And so, this thing's going to be great. We got a great relationship, working with a base, extending, invitations to the soldiers on the base and their families. And then, of course, everybody that wants to, commute and make that drive up, this weekend to there, just to see it, to see a different environment and see this team in a very well-established franchise in Wichita that's been doing it for years, that's making the trip down here, that, it's going to be very, very competitive. So I'm really looking forward to it. It means a lot. I mean, it means a lot from the standpoint of, we didn't want to look at this as one and done. It's a great venue. It's real close here. Our fan base can travel. We're going to generate new fans, but most importantly, the relationship that we have with respect to the military. Yep. You guys know what, I mean, we had a training camp up there.
Yeah, you did.
I grabbed the guys and we went up there, and I think it was Vince's rookie year. And, at that time had a team that needed to get away from training camp. We need to kind of, you know, tighten things up a little bit and get everybody on the same page, and we did. And, you know, it was a great experience up there. You know, we stopped into Austin Peay yesterday and, you know, and said hi and everything. And everybody up there is excited about this game, you know. So, I mean, realistically speaking, this one will be, I think we'll go down in the early history of the one that really just propelled this franchise and perhaps this league that has been temporarily blemished into something that's going to be really good.
I love it. I know your affinity for Fort Campbell. I would love to see you, though, jump out of an airplane and land outside the stadium again like you did during training camp years ago. Can you do that for us?
You know, it was a Black Hawk helicopter, and I looked down and I saw that our indoor facility down below on the ground. And it looked like one of those chiclets. It was a piece of gummy.
Yeah.
And it was that we were 10-0 too, and it was cold, and they forgot to bring my jumpsuit, and the players didn't know. But I'm going to pass this weekend. I think I'm just going to drive, park, and walk into loading dock.
Hey, make Pogi do it. Let's see that happen.
Nah. I can't go there right now.
Yeah, so. I know. Coach, congratulations. I know that there's a lot of work to be done, but I know you're excited about it. John McClain told us to tell you hello and congratulations, and he knows you'll be the right man for the job.
Well, John's the best. You know, John, I mean, you can talk for hours about John and what John did for the Oilers, the Tennessee Oilers, and the Titans. He's a friend of all of ours. So, yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no doubt. We will talk to you soon, and enjoy your first full day as commissioner.
Thank you so much. I'm going to find someplace to fish. See ya.
See ya. Jeff Fisher joining us here on the program, the new interim commissioner of the Arena Football League, and appreciate that. And we of course, will continue to talk to Jeff on a regular basis and tell stories and things like that. We'll have much more coming here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.